When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Hi, texting tutor from Friday. Fill me in because I have totally and completely forgotten.
So you remember Bailey needed help texting a neighbor because the neighbor had called off going on vacation with them. So she and her husband and the neighbor and her husband, they were going to go on a vacation together. Her husband cracked a joke about being swingers. He wasn't serious. It was a joke. But ironically, after he cracked that joke, they called off the vacation, said something came up, they can't go. So we texted with Bailey's neighbor and we were like, hey, listen, still want you to come. My husband was just kidding, right? It was just joking. And Cassie and I felt a different way than everybody else in the room, and that she's like, what you do or don't do is your business. And she kind of left it at that. Mm-hmm. Whereas Cassie and I were like, oh no, girl, she thinks you're a swinger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She was being judgy-wudgy. You read between those lines, it was clear as day. Wait, the rest of everybody else did not think so.
Do you think it's, I think this is like multi-layered here also, because if hubby cracks a joke, right, and it's so far-fetched that the other couple would just go, oh, that's funny. But do you think that they think that maybe there's some truth to this whole thing and that's why they can't put it past them that this wasn't a joke, this is real? Because they think that they could be.
Yeah, I think 100% that's what it is. And they don't want to take the chance on a weekend away because they don't want to be put in an uncomfortable situation where, for me, I'm like, if someone made that joke and I thought there was an off chance they would be swingers, I'd be like, I can't wait to hear your stories. That life isn't for me.
Right.
Like, there's your line. Don't invite me. But I'm me saying, I can't wait to hear your stories or sure. Whatever you do you. That's like all good for yeah. You.
I don't want to hear the stories because I'm afraid of where the stories might lead if we have too much to drink.
Lure you in.
Yeah. But I'm pouring wine down them so I can hear all of that.
All the details. You're like, I need show content. And so we, at the end of it, so they're not going on the vacation, that was said. And so we tried asking if she wanted to do dinner on a Friday night. And she was like, no, I'm busy. We'll plan for another time. Like, so the neighbor is like kicking this can down the road. Honestly, we think has no interest in hanging out with this couple ever again. So we just have to check back in with Bailey and see, has there been any communication with the couple? Have they hung out or is this friendship donezo?
Mo's got the update in email.
Hey, Burt Show. We did go on vacation. Alone. It was good to get away and escape for a while. It was definitely just the two of us. Hardly a swingers party. Unfortunately, as soon as we were back, the drama resurfaced. I was hanging out with our circle of friends. Yes, the circle that includes the couple who ditched our trip. Fortunately, she wasn't there. One of my friends, with this super weird grin, just bluntly asked if we were swingers. I was so angry that the gossip had spread. I tried not to make it all worse, so I laughed it off, empathetically denied it, and tried to set the record straight. They all exchanged glances and forced chuckles. So, I'm honestly not sure if they all believed me. They said they believed me, so I guess all I can do is hope that is true. I don't know if trying to overexplain is going to help with them either. All I can do is hope that with enough time, everyone will realize that we aren't. Simply by the fact that we aren't approaching anyone to swing. Let's just hope that my husband has learned his lesson and never makes another awkward joke like that again. He's promised me he won't. However, he doesn't seem to be as embarrassed by this as I am, so I'm not sure he won't say something to make it all worse. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
You know what I heard? Cassie and Kristen were right.
Is that in the whole thing? Huh?
I'm so pissed off at this other couple. Like, how? Okay, it's one thing to be like, you do you. You're finding your own time. And then they're spreading rumors.
Yeah.
They're going and talking about it. Mm-hmm. Trash. You're trash. You're a dumpster fire. Walk away.
I call her out.
Yeah, it's pretty jacked up to start spreading the rumor about that.
Yes,
it's not true at all. Because all the now you walk into your own neighborhood and you're all kind of like paranoid by everybody's looks at you. It sucks.
And you can't get out of it either, because I feel like it's one of them situations where the more you fight it and try to deny it, they're going to believe you less and less.
Yeah, but like the thing that irks me the most is like, so you know me as a neighbor. I say it's not true. So by you not believing me, you're basically calling me a liar to my face and believing somebody else. So somebody else's word is more valuable than mine. That's what pisses me off.
Yeah, this is one of those things that I know it's so embarrassing right now, but literally in like 6 months, there's going to be more PTO gossip to talk about instead of this.
Listen, confidentially, you pull your closest friend inside and be like, hey, I didn't want other people to know this, but the swinger thing, they actually approached us and we turned them down and tried to keep it hush-hush. I just want you to know the truth. Only tell that one person and let them do their work.
Pure
and spread
evil.
The rumor themselves.
It's pure evil.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
The Burt Show.